Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I hope you are well, and I especially hope you get this voice message. Norman, when I was a teenager, my mom and dad drove to Copper Harbor in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It was during the month of January. At that time, there was a business up there that would allow people to rent hang gliders. Hang gliders are essentially small unmotorized planes that work by gliding through air currents. Hang gliders have aluminum frames and fabric wings. Most hang gliders are foot launched, which means the operator runs on foot to launch the glider into the air. Norm, the organization that rented these gliders, ran the gliders remotely for you, using remote control. All a person had to do was put on a helmet and get strapped into the glider. A special air-pressured powered catapult launched the hang gliders. The remote operator would steer the gliders over the snow-covered woods and then land the hang glider for you. The riders were situated face down, with their legs stretched out behind them. The riders were instructed to hold onto a bar in front of them. The riders' legs were attached to ropes, and their legs were spread apart. It wasn't a ride. You were on an actual flying, untethered hang glider flying at heights at 6 to 10,000 feet in the air. Norm, on the morning that my parents paid for me to ride the hang glider, I was weighed, given safety instructions, and fitted into a flexible plastic transparent suit. According to the brochure, the suits repelled static electricity, which could cause an in-flight fire. I took off my clothes and gave them to my parents, but I kept my bra, heels, and panties on. It was a little embarrassing. Though I was young, I possessed a 40DD rack, and my ass was to die for. My mother made my tiny panties and skimpy brassiere because I was so developed. My mom said that the plastic flying outfit reminded her of the transparent plastic they used to put over furniture in the 70s. I was young and sexy. I looked like I should have been the female lead in a James Bond movie. Norm, when I climbed onto the hang glider, my arms were attached to ropes hanging from the wings, and my silky long legs were spread apart nice and wide, and they were strapped onto the wing also. Norman, all at once I was catapulted into the air. Before I knew it, I was flying around Copper Harbor at 6,000 feet. It was great fun, until it wasn't. Norm, at 6,200 feet I felt a sudden sharp jab to my Lux genitals. And then I felt it again. Before I could reach for the walkie-talkie and call for help, something long and hard bore its way through the plastic and panty fabric that was covering the opening to my wet hungry pussy. The item went in and out of my fuck hole hundreds of times. Norm, I was getting dicked. But how? Why? As I came, I moaned. As I moaned, I came. I was a virgin, for God's sake. There was a large audio speaker mounted to the wing of the hang glider. I could hear the sound of a laughing man come out of the speaker as the huge schlong hammered its way deep into my gash. My vaginal juices began to fill up my plastic full-body, anti-fire outfit. I came over 100 times, while some deviant bastard controlled the plane, an onboard hydraulic dildo machine. While I was wildly moving my sweet ass up and down as I took the mammoth, 2-inch-wide cock, I blacked out during an earth-shattering torso-pounding orgasm. Once or twice, I was able to moan into the walkie-talkie, but it was to no avail. When I regained consciousness, a police officer told me that they found my naked body lying next to a stream. I was on all fours, and my ass was in the air. My body was twitching as I was still experiencing the afterglow of countless orgasms. My wet panty and sweat-soaked brassiere were found hanging from an ancient redwood tree branch, 3 miles away. The hang glider was wrecked. The authorities removed and impounded the dildo machine. While they were loading my naked body onto a hospital gurney, a paramedic tapped me on the shoulder and he said,
"One time when I was a kid, I was getting riding lessons for a mini bike my father had just bought me. I was sitting in the front of the mini bike. I was steering the mini bike and learning how to use the throttle. A fat old dude was sitting behind me. While I was driving around the parking lot of the mini bike place, the dude behind me lifted me off the mini bike seat by my hair, and he cornholed me with his enormous cock. When the mini bike dude blew his load, he slapped me across the side of my kid head, and I went flying off the mini bike. My body rolled about 50 feet. When I tried to escape, the mini bike dude came at me at a high rate of speed on the mini bike, and he swung his working man 78-ounce Stanley Thermos into my face, and then he turned around, and he threw his dirty underwear at me. I didn't walk right for half a school year. Someday, I will find this fucker, and I will kill him."
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if ever you find yourself strapped into a hang glider in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. You could take an enormous dildo hell-bent on getting you to come at 5,000 feet. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate the shit out of my clitoris and asshole using a military-grade stump dildo. Of course I'll be doing this while I lie atop my dead grandmother's cum, shit, whiskey and piss-stained spring mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Hang on, will ya?
Please understand before I begin, please understand this very important thing about bitches. Wherever you are, maybe you're in a building right now working in an office. Maybe you're not in a building working in an office. Maybe you're in some kind of truck and you're making a delivery. Maybe you're at some neighbor's house. Maybe it's some house party or some party going on. Wherever you are, understand that the bitch near you that you're talking to like she's a human being, she's just come 15 minutes ago. Yeah, she's just come 15 minutes ago. She can't stop playing with her pussy. That's what chicks do. 15 minutes is the most they can go without coming. And how to prove that? It's easy. When you're standing next to this slut, you take her right hand and you smell her pointer finger and her middle finger and you'll smell pussy. That's on her right hand. Maybe she's a lefty. You smell her lefty pointer finger and middle finger and it smells like pussy too. That's what she's doing. She's just got done coming, and now she's trying to be in a conversation. Now she's trying to pretend that somehow she is involved in reality in this world and in not her own fucking distant, bizarre, made-up reality of romance, of fucking parties, of living in France on a ship that's 75 feet long. This is the bullshit that's in a woman's mind. Hello?
Is this Norm?
Who is this?
Your horse dick killed my daughter.
Huh?
She's practically brain dead.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She told me you humped her for 6 hours straight.
You got the wrong number.
The doctors had to sew her cunt closed.
You've got the wrong number.
Your giant cock split her in half.
I don't know nothing about that.
Her pussy looks like someone dropped a grenade in it.
I can't help you.
She'll never love again.
I'm gonna hang up now.
You turn her into a vegetable with your huge cock.
What are you trying to pull?
She has to shit into a bag clipped to her waist.
You've dialed incorrectly.
Your big balls slamming into her asshole destroyed the muscles around her asshole.
I'm gonna hang up.
Your horse dick killed my daughter.
Did you hear me?
Your cock split her in half.
I'm gonna hang up.
She's brain dead.
Goodbye. Sorry about that. As I was saying, this is the bullshit that's in a woman's mind. And in the interim, she's going to do some rock polishing. You know what a rock polisher is? Years ago, you could put a rock inside a polish, this turning drum, and you put some of this cream in it or this liquid in it, and it would polish these rocks. It would turn 24/7 to polish these rocks. They were called rock polishers. The problem with them was, you got a fucking $400 or $500 bill to polish a couple of goddamn junky rocks you found in the front yard. It made no goddamn sense. And that's what chicks are doing to their pussy. They initially get kind of a gritty, kind of a pointy, like a, sort of like a pineapple. You ever feel inside of a pineapple? All pointy and stuff? That's initially what a woman's clit is. Until she starts masturbating nonstop every fucking day, and she's like a rock polisher polishing her clitoris or clitoris, whatever that thing's called. She's polishing that clitoris until it becomes smooth. And that's why when you come across this whore, it's all smooth. You say, wow, what a smooth little clitoris. Her clitoris is so smooth. It's so juicy and creamy. It's all creamed up. It's all wet, waiting for me to pleasure it. There it is. Well, it wasn't like that initially. They rock polish the shit out of it because they can't keep their hands out of their pants, not even for 15 minutes, because all they think about is dick. That's all they want. They want truckloads of dick. They want big ferry boats filled with dick. They want cargo planes filled with soldiers. They're jumping out in parachutes with giant dicks and are coming down onto them. They want all kinds of dick freight trains coming, one car after another, filled with dick. Because all they dream about is dick. Because every 15 minutes, they're playing with himself. You know, I talked about this before. You didn't probably believe it. But it's so true with regards to how much meat a woman takes. And I study all this stuff extensively. I've studied it for years upon years upon years. I've got journals. I've got log books. I've got essays. I've got picture books. I've got scrapbooks. I mean, I've got an entire room filled with my studies about how fucking horny a woman is. But hardly anybody wants to write anything about it. I don't understand that. All they want to do is play with her pussy every 15 minutes, and all they want to do is take meat. Whatever chick you meet, man, whatever chick you meet, wherever you are, the month has passed. Last month, and it's a start. This is the first. She says, hey, John, what day is it? You say it's the first. Right now, it's the 1st of February or something like that. And then understand that if it's the 1st of February, that 30 days have gone past. And in that month, that slut you're talking to took a fucking mile of dick, a mile of meat. They can't stop taking meat, man. Just smell their fucking fingers. I've talked to people that actually owned funeral homes. I knew a couple of people, and they told me the first thing they do when this corpse comes in is smell her two fingers on each hand, and they know that they were still sexually playing with her cunt, even though they were dying. They were in a death stages, the final ending, you know, how the body shuts down and all that, but they still found enough fucking strength in their body to play with her cunt, to fucking get themselves off, to rock polish their pussy, their clitoris, that pineapple thing that was so hard. They rock polish the shit out of their goddamn clit. The people at the fucking funeral home told me this, that I knew, that they smell their fingers, and the corpse fingers smell like pussy. I mean, everything smells like pussy. It's sick, really. My friend fucking not Rapalunch, he works at the Detroit Health Department. He said that they do studies on surfaces of all sorts of things. He said they've never not once on the studies of surfaces have not found pussy juices on the surface. It's everywhere. And why is it everywhere? Because they're like marking the area, just like a cop will touch a car in the back to leave his fingerprints. You might not know that story, or they'll touch the back of a car and they'll leave their fingerprints, and they know that the cop was there once. That's what chicks are doing with their fingers, man. They're marking everything, tagging everything with the stench of pussy, because now you're completely and utterly engaged. You're swamped. You're stuck in a mud pit. You're stuck in a bog somewhere, and I'm surrounded by pussy. It's everywhere, man, because they can't stop playing with their fucking pussy. They take a mile of meat a goddamn month. 1 mile of meat, and I told you what the formula is. The fucking formula, man, is simple. Sorry about that. I thought I heard a noise. Sometimes I get people knock at the door if I'm in here doing this, and it's either a good thing or a bad thing. And I had someone knock at the door, and I'm going to tell you about that right now as soon as I'm finishing here. But what I talked about with regards to women taking meat, now, every thrust, every hump, every jab of your fucking torso, every thrust while you're fucking puts in about 5 inches at one thrust per second for 10 minutes, right? You're fucking. So that's maybe 3,000 inches per sexual encounter. Now you take 63,360 inches, which is in a mile, and you need to have sex about 21 times to get a mile of dick. I mean, she's just got to have sex 21 times to take a mile of dick. Every bitch has sex 21 times, gets fucked 21 times a month. Way more than that. 21 times a month to get a mile of meat, a mile of fucking dick. 12 miles a year of dick. If she takes in her shithole, it's 24 miles of meat in her shithole and her cunt per goddamn year. How can you ever look at anybody? How could you ever look at a woman again with the corrupt ideas, with the fucking scientific facts I give you with regards to woman, how could you ever look at her? There she is. There she. Take a look at her, man. She's standing as her car's coming out the car wash. Look at her standing there. Look at her. Isn't she so pretty? She's a little lovely German girl like my friend Eric. He's dead now. And everybody was a lovely German girl and made up his own fucking ideas about women, and they were all totally gone, totally destroyed with reality. Every thrust puts in about 5 inches at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. So that's probably is 3,000 inches per sexual encounter. There are 63,360 inches in a mile, so you need to have about 21 times sex to get a mile of dick. There she is getting a mile of dick. She's walking around like she's privileged, like she's owed something. She's walking downtown. She's got 4 shopping bags. She's got her fucking red Louis Vuitton red bottom shoes on. Look at her go. How could anybody like that show themselves in fucking public? I have no goddamn idea. How do they do it? Either that or you can't have a mind like your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. That's me. You can't have a mind like mine and keep walking around and think you can survive. Maybe the end is near for me. I really don't know. I know too much with regards to chicks. I've studied it and studied it and studied and studied it. When I was in 5th fucking grade, this is no lie, I used to tell my friends that the teacher was nice to me because I ate her out. I didn't know what it was, but there was my talent. Therein was what I was. My specialty was right there, and everybody was glued to everything I said because it's fucking true. Can you imagine the chick you like or the chick you haven't met yet has taken a mile of fucking meat to her pussy? You haven't even met her yet. She's taken a mile of meat to her pussy, and she's still taking more meat to her pussy while you meet her. Even when you're going on with her, she's taking meat to her pussy from somebody else. They always have 3 or 5 or 6 backups to get the dick. There you are. She's such a lovely person. Introduce her to your fucking friends, you imbecile. And I'd like to introduce you, Norm, to my friend here. Fuck off. I don't want to meet your friend. I know what she is, man. Her hips have been going nonstop since she was 14 fucking years old taking goddamn meat. Now, I want you to write this down. I want you to write this down. If you can, write it down, memorize it, play it back. This is the truth. This is a math formula that I've come up with, the Norm Augustinus math formula with regards to women, and it'll put a woman in perspective to you so you understand what you're really working with, so you see what a fucking rube, what a mamaluke, what a fucking mook you are, with regards to women, and I'm trying to educate you. Every thrust, every push of your hip, every jam of your hip going in and out puts in about 5 inches. Now, that's the average cock, 5 inches. That's the math I'm using. Puts in about 5 inches at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. So that's what you come up with. So that's approximately maybe 3,000 inches per sexual encounter. And there are 63,360 inches in a mile. So you need about to have sex about 21 times to get a mile of dick. I mean, what happened to this slut? Where did she go, man? Where did everybody fucking go? She used to go to McDonald's with her dad and get a fun meal, get a toy. He used to take her to 7-Eleven and say, pick out a candy bar. They'd go to the fucking zoo that was in town, the Detroit Zoo or whatever. They'd go to some carnival that came in town. What the fuck happened to this whore that you're now chasing at 1,000,000 miles an hour? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Man, there she is. You know that they throw out, they figure, over 100 tons of panties a year end up in landfills. 100 tons of panties. Why? Because they're covered in cum. Because there's one circle after another of cum embedded into those panties, and it's too telling. You got to get rid of it. It's like hieroglyphics. It's like some kind of painting in a wall in a cave. She's going to dump the evidence, and they're all going to landfills. Where's the outcry about that? Where's the outrage about that? There isn't any, is there? Because it doesn't make the woman look great, doesn't make her look like a genius in every fucking area, man. All that 100 tons of panties, and you're part of the problem. I never fucked a chick with panties on, and if I did, I crammed them right through the can of the tailpipe, right through the panty, because that's my mark. That's what I'm doing. I'm leaving, I'm breaking and entering, and I'm coming out unscathed, unprosecuted with the breaking and entering shit, man. 21 times a month to get a mile of dick. 12 miles of dick? Do you have any idea what 12 miles is? Of course you'd know what 12 miles is. You drive all the time. Now set your odometer, reset it and all that in your car, and go drive 12 miles, and then come talk to me. Drive 12 miles, and then you'll see how much goddamn meat that pussy takes a month. I don't care who it is, how well she looks, how well she presents herself. 12, fucking a mile of meat a month? 12 miles of meat a year? Man, what are they? And they won't die. They just keep on coming and coming and coming. That cunt cake's a dick, dick, and more dick till she's 80, 90 years old, man. The pussy doesn't wear out. It never fucking dies, but you do. You do because you're walking around like a nympho, like a fucking sex slave, doing everything you can for. Hey, I get that for you. Hey, I only got to work 70 hours this week, and I'll get that. Fuck off on all that shit, stupid. So, I wanted to talk about this story. What I wanted to say about the story that's regarded somehow fit into this. And what I'm talking about is with regards to a knock at my door. I said that earlier. I said I thought I heard a knock at my door. And I recently had a knock at my door. A knock at my door. And I think, okay, it's a satisfied customer. I've literally fucked up here like every chick there is. And why is that? That's not a joke. If she's got a pliable pussy, if it still lubricates, and I won't fuck fat women, and I'm never going to fuck a fat whore, I don't want nothing to do with her. She has no respect for herself. How she wants me to come after that. I don't give anything like that to a fat whore. I don't want a fat, unshapely, diabetic whore coming to my house with a goddamn diabetes kit with syringes in it and all kinds of pig insulin to try to keep her diet. I don't want anything to do with that. I have humped everything, provided it's thin. It has to be thin to fit the profile in my mind. The thing in my mind, the ideal thing, she has to be thin. So I got a knock at the door the other day. And the knock at the door is an authoritative knock. I know authoritative knocks. There's authoritative knocks designed to somehow scare you. And that usually authoritative knock is somebody, it could be in law enforcement or the police or a lawsuit or someone serving you a fucking court papers, a court order processor, summons a processor, whatever they call it. That's usually something like that. Now, the knocks I do like are lighter knocks. I have a wooden exterior screen door on my house. And it never closes. So when they knock on it, I can tell it's like just a little light knock, like, no, not like that. That sounds hollow. But it's like a little knock that's very light. And I know that's a potential bitch, but this was an authoritative knock on my door. Authoritative knock on my door in the middle of nowhere. I live on 100 acres in upper northern Michigan, and it abuts to National Fork and Forest, a statewide forest protected. It's freaking literally, this is not like 466 million acres of forest of woods in Michigan from the middle of Midland or so, Saginaw Bay City, all the way up. It's nothing but woods and forests. And when you go up that far, you get a lot of chicks that are horny. There's no dick. They're not getting regular dick action. That's why a chick dreams about going to New York and stuff. There's dick on top of dick on top of dick. They'll be walking around. They'll be discovered. More dick. And on top of that, more dick. And the corrupted dreams of a slut. So I get this knock at the door. And it's a spooky knock. And I always get up. Whenever I get up, I take a Glock with me. And the Glock has a switch on it that allows me to shoot 1,000 rounds a minute. It's an adaption to the Glock. And I always get up with that, and I usually always have a gun strapped to my ankle. You just don't fucking know. I'm living in the middle of nowhere. I'm extremely handsome. I will not allow myself to be penetrated. When I talk about having a 15.5-pound dick, I can't tell you the amount of emails I get from people interested in a 15.5-pound dick in all types of genres and all kinds of businesses. You just don't know who's at the door. So I always have a gun ankle, an ankle at my gun. I always have my Glock, and I go to the door very carefully, and I slide my body slowly alongside the wall. Now, the walls I have are oak plywood walls. They got little lines in them. They've been cut. It's on the wall. It's not fake or wallpaper. It's a real thing. And I slide very carefully so I can get a grip, an idea of who's standing outside the door. Now, in the middle of my door is like a diamond window, and they don't see me looking through the one part of the diamond. And I always look through the door while I have the gun. I don't know what's up, what's out there. I don't know anything like that. And I'm only 20 feet from a barrel that contains fucking pineapple grenades. That's not a joke. I would pull a pin if I had to in any instance to get myself out of it. Even blow myself the fuck up and take them with me, I just pull the pin. I got the pin ready to go. I've had one time, I used to put a tripwire over the door, and if anyone came to the door, would the tripwire would pull a pin, a grenade would go off and blow them up. And I thought, well, you know, it's only 2x4s. 2x4s, some plywood, some insulation, some hinges, and doorknobs and a door lock. I'll put it right back, including the diamond-shaped window, single-ply pane of glass. I just built it back, but I won. So the Norton knock at the door, I look, and before I even get to half the look, I hear a radio. You know that radio sound you'll hear, that... That's a police radio or some kind of radio, some kind of authority that has a radio. We don't have a homeowners association driving around here because it would last about 6 seconds. And I know that it's some type of authority, and I'm thinking, okay, now look, and I see it's a woman in a green outfit. Now, the green outfit is either some type of state trooper. They wear cowboy hats up here, and state troopers in Michigan, they got a single light on top of their car, and I think, is that a trooper? And I look at the car, and it's not. It's one of those SUVs, a big SUV with a single light on top, and it looks to me to be a game warden. Now, a game warden is a federal officer. They have the same fucking ability as a regular officer. I know this for a fact. I've had experiences with it. They can arrest you, you can get a speeding ticket, all kinds of stuff. They carry handcuffs, they got a gun on their thing. They're deputized by their federal government. That's what their job is, because being a game warden is dangerous. You don't know who's out in the fucking woods like your correspondent, driving around in my fucking ATV, my driving around, whatever I'm in, my ultralight aircraft, my fucking ATV, Argo Frontier, fucking six-wheel vehicle. They just don't know who it is. I mean, I drive around out in the woods without any clothes on and a cape on that a chick made me in Manhattan, and I drive around smoking reefer. They just don't know, so they have to be cautious on to who they're dealing with. So I open the door. When I open the door, I just got my underpants on. You know what underpants are? What do you call them? Briefs? Fruit of Loom briefs? Something like that. I got my underpants on, and I got cowboy boots on that don't fit. They're way big boots that somebody gave me once. They were very expensive, and they were slightly used. Their parent dropped off, died, I guess, and they gave me the boots, but they're way too fucking big. They're clunky, they're heavy, they're not part of who I am. It's not me at all. These don't match me. I'm not going to wear cowboy boots, but I had these on with my underpants on, and I went to the door, and I figured, okay, 15.5 pounds of dick, 14 and a half inches long. It's no lie. When I open that door, I'm going to disarm her. I'm going to disable her by the sight this person is going to see. It's a female. I can smell her perfume through the door. And I kind of like that. There she has the ability to kill, but she also wants you to think she smells good, wants to leave a good thing. Maybe she's on her rag. It screams of a period. It screams that she still has eggs in her. I like all that stuff about it, and the perfume, and the doesn't match the gun, the killing power, the ability to call someone up and a bunch of people beat you up. I sort of liked all that stuff. Sort of turned on, man. So I open the door. When I open the door, there I am. There's my underpants. It's a warden for sure. And she says to me, can I go open the door a little further? I say to her, why do you want to open the door a little further? Do you have a search warrant? What do you mean open the door a little further? Got to have a search warrant. You can't come right in the fucking door. You have some way, reason why you want to come in the door? She says, because I can't talk with the screen here all tore out, and it's a wooden door flapping around. I want to be able to talk to you personally about something I want to talk to you about. And I said, what do you want to talk about? Something I did? I said, I'm not in any trouble that I know of. She said, no. She said, let's just stop right there. I want to tell you about something to do with your ice fishing shanty. I said, my ice fishing shanty? I said, don't fucking tell me somebody's broke into it. Don't fucking tell me somebody's burned it down. Don't fucking tell me that somebody's shot a billion holes in it. Don't tell me that. Just don't tell me bad news. I mean, I've put hundreds of hours into my ice fishing shanty. It's got fucking weather stations on it. It's got a satellite TV on it, and it's got a satellite on it with Elon Musk disc up there. I got all kinds of shit going on in here, and all kinds of dope in it. Maybe $300-$400 in dope and pinconning paralyzer and acid and all kinds of other stuff. LSD. I got all that stuff in there, and I don't want to lose any of this shit. She says, no, it has nothing to do with what you're saying directly, but something did happen to your ice fishing shanty. And she said, I know that's your ice fishing shanty because I saw your registration on it and I saw your name on the side of it. And they require that in Michigan. You got to put your name on it. You got to put your address on it. They give you a little placard, a little sticker that goes on the ice fishing shanty so they can ID whose ice fishing shanty it is. Everybody knows it's my ice fishing shanty because I have the best fucking ice fishing shanty on a goddamn lake. I've always had the best ice fishing shanty on a lake. And the reason women come to the lake is because they hope they can meet me in my ice fishing shanty. Because they want to take fucking 15 pounds of my goddamn meat. 15 fucking pounds of dick. And it's not a lie. They want to be cracked, man. They want to be split fucking in half. I don't like the way you fuck them. They want tremendous fucking huge fucking power. And I have that, man. I have that. I have that kind of insanity. If I was to ride your sister, I'd split her in half. She'd be in a hospital for I don't know how long, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 10 weeks, maybe not in a hospital at all, maybe laying on her side in a depressive state for fucking months in your house because what she saw, what she encountered is not like anything she's ever encountered from a regular fucking person like you. And that's just the way it is. So she says, yeah, it has to do with your shanty. I said, my shanty? Yeah, she said, I said, what is it? She said, well, as you know, we've had a huge thaw out. I said, yeah, isn't it a bummer? I said, a huge thaw out. And I see her eyes, just for a second, look down at my big dick and hidden under my underpants, the fabric of my underpants. I see her look down just for a second. That's enough for a bitch. A bitch can look at your dick for a millisecond, the bulge, and she can figure out how big your dick is. They just have this skill. With regards to math, they're hopeless. They can't do math at all. Yeah, there's some exceptions and shit like that. But for the most part, women don't know jack about math, but they know everything about math up to 12 inches. They can look at a dick and see if it's 8 inches, 9 inches, 6 inches, 7 inches, 10 inches, 10. They can look at a dick and instantly make an assumption, an evaluation, and say, that's an 11-inch cock. I can take that. They need to know how much they can take. So she was looking at my dick size, dreaming of my dick in her, and then trying to get an estimation, a mathematical computation of how big my goddamn cock is. I saw her look down, motherfucker. I saw her eyes go dilated. When somebody likes something like that, when they like something, man, their eyes dilate. They get really big because it wants to take in what they're seeing, a really big thing, a big snapshot. If you iris a camera up, what does it do? It lets in more light. It can all kinds of things with regards to the camera. It's the same thing with the eyes. Let in more fucking information, and that's why our eyes dilated. Man, she wanted your correspondent badly. She wanted Norm Augustinus, and I would want me. If I could make a double of me and I was outside there and I came to the door, I would suck myself off. I would fuck me because I'm everything that I know chicks want me to be. They want in me. They see it. She says that, well, as you know, we've had a big thaw in Michigan suddenly in this area. And she said, your ice shanty has fallen into the ice and we've had complaints. It's fallen into the ice. Now, they're funny about ice fishing shanties falling in the ice into the water because they don't want to pollute any of the lakes because Michigan makes zillions of dollars in ice fishing and outdoor seasonal things in the winter from fucking snow machines, snowmobiles, to ice fishing, to you name it. They make a ton of money, and they don't want anything destroying the lake or hurting the fish. You got to pay for a license and a permit because they want to restock the fish. They want to take care of the lakes. And this is counterproductive to that. And I say to her, what happened? What are you, to my ice fishing shanties in the water? Now, I've had a lot of loving in this ice fishing shanty. It's made of plywood, but the highest quality, not fucking plywood that's been treated so it doesn't rot. This is good plywood, real plywood, not particle board. And the beauty of that is it absorbs anything inside of it. So all the fucking I've done in that shanty has been absorbed into the plywood, man, like sponges, like sponge walls. And it smells like pussy when you come in. And then I have all these black and white 8x10 pictures and shit I've ripped out of magazines, old pornographic stars, old fucking, it's just Betty Page-like people naked only. It's just filled with that. She says, well, you're going to have to come with me if you got a minute. I want to take you out there. I have to take you out there. It's part of my job. I want to show you what's going on, and I want to tell you what you have to do. I said, great, okay, can you give me a second? And when I say, can you give me a second, as I start to turn, this is no shit, the turn causes my big meat to turn, to throttle a little bit, to move, to have a slight undulation. The meat kind of bounces. As you know, dicks are bouncy. It kind of bounces. That bounce really caught her eye, and she couldn't stop looking at it for a second, and she tried to make it into looking like I'm looking down, and I'm thinking of the next thing I'm going to do. Like the way a person will look up and shit when they're pulling memories, pulling ideas, pulling something from their brain. They don't need to look at you. They look up to the right. They look down, and they're actually pulling information files from their brain. She tried to make it look like that. But I knew better. I'm not a fucking amateur at fucking, man. I'm not shitting you. I'm not an amateur. You know this. I've been talking this way and telling you this stuff for fucking a zillion years. And you know it's true because eventually you fuck too. And you might have used some of my methods, some of my formulas, some of my ideas on the slag you were with. I said, sure, I can do that. Would you like to come in, officer? And she said, sure, I'll come in. Now, they like when you invite them in, because now she didn't need any kind of warrant, any kind of legal document. She can come right in and stand there. You've invited her in, and you've made yourself like open season. When she comes in, I can see that immediately she can smell marijuana. It's everywhere. I smoked the shit out of it. It's everywhere. It's in the walls. It's in the plants. It's in the dirt in the plants. It's in the goddamn clothes. It's in the fucking bathroom towels, the bathroom washcloths. It's everywhere. It's in the drop ceiling. It's all been absorbed up to there. It's a fucking cookie jar that's always open. It's in the bread box where the bread is in there. It's everywhere. It gets absorbed everywhere. If you know anything about marijuana or cannabis, that's a trait of it, a hallmark trait. Now, pecaning paralyzer is fucking powerful, man. 97% THC. When you invite a chick over and you tell her you got pecaning paralyzer in Michigan, she already knows what's going to go on. A couple of puffs, yeah. But then, man, you're fucking going to be pounding away at her goddamn torso like 100 miles an hour, aren't you? Torso, nipples, rock hard, tits bouncing. They like that. Pecaning paralyzer is a password, is a keyword, is a secret word that means fuck time. So I invite her in. When I invite her and I can tell she can smell the weed. She's looking around, she's smelling the weed, I'm getting my clothes on. Now imagine this, she's smelling the weed, probably getting a contact high from the weed. As you know, every fucking morning I come in and I drop a square of pecaning paralyzer in a fucking frying pan on top of my stove. It's a Teflon pan, I drop a square of pecaning paralyzer and I turn the electric burner on and the pan gets really hot and it burns the fucking weed, the square of weed that I put in it. It's like hot knifing. If you heat up a knife and you put some weed on the end of it, they call it hot knifing. And I'm hot knifing this shit in my fucking house. She must be getting a contact high. I know about women. I know their psyche. They can't hide shit from me because I know what's going on before they even know what's going on with regards to their pussy, with regards to their system, with regards to their clitoris, their asshole, their shithole, the id in their mind. I know it all. I know how they are. The slight perspiration on her fucking brow. I understand what it means and what's going on. The rapid blinking that's going on that she's turned on. Comes in the house. She smells all kinds of weed. She sees some magazine out. I've got one magazine called Hump Inc. And Hump Inc. is a really explicit magazine, and you can't get it normally. You have to be by invite. It's like another one I get, Steer Magazine Inc. But Hump Inc., you should see the fucking covers on these things. They always come in, wrapped in a box, not paper, but in a cardboard box, like if you're shipping a record through the mail or something like that. It comes in a box like that because the cover's so explicit, and she saw Hump Inc. out, and it had a chick on it, and her legs were pulled back, and her fucking brown eye and her brown eye and her fucking beaver were aimed right at you. And I know she saw that. She can't say nothing about that, man. She can't say nothing about it. She's got a gun there, and what she's thinking is this. I'm the person in charge here. I'm in charge. But I slowly feel myself, man, kind of loosey-goosey, falling out of charge. Yeah, I got my gun and shit. I could do this. I'm loosey-goosey. There's my gun. She can hear the gun clunking as it comes off her waist because everything fucking starts flowing and her hips start shaking. And juice as the cunt gets wet. The hips start undulating and the whole fucking gun and gun belt just falls out and clunks onto the floor. I've had that shit happen and it happens to people like that. It's turned on. So I come out of the room. I'm all dressed up. I got my fucking coat on. I think I got a Doors shirt on, something like that, a very old Doors t-shirt that people have tried to literally buy off of me as I'm wearing it. And unfortunately, it's starting to dry rot. And she said, yeah, okay, let's be on our way. I'll show you, and then we'll do all this. If you take care of what I tell you got to do, I won't write you a citation in any way. I said, you mean you're talking citation shit? I'm ice fishing, man. What's citation? You won't have to write me a citation. I don't say it like I say it to you because you're thick. But I say it a different way with regards to the officer because, you know, she's a female and I'm starting to feel something there. She's a female. I say it nicely. Oh, you mean I could get a citation, officer? I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's me answering. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And They can feel that shit. It's the truth, man. All a woman is a receiving unit for fucking dick. Their legs are antennas. This vibrations come up the legs. It vibrates the clit, and they start to get turning, and they want dick. That's what the legs do. The legs are walking around looking for dick opportunity. That's why they're always going west and south and north and east and flying to Italy and getting some fucking vino and some fucking all kinds of spaghettis, and once got some vino and they got their fucking bread and their loaves of round breads and walking on rock-lined streets. Hey, man, rock goo, man, and all that shit. They're walking around. They like that stuff. So I said, yeah, okay, let's go. I'm all set. I'll just ride with you, officer. She said, yeah, okay, that's fine. So I get in the car. She drives me to the lake, and she doesn't drive the car onto the lake. Now, normally, in a normal season, which I was hoping this was, I hope it gets cold again, they would drive the car right up on the ice. They drive cars up on the ice, trucks up on the ice, snow machines, snowmobiles up on the ice, ATVs up on the ice. But she doesn't drive it up on the ice, and that scares your correspondent. Because why? Because I like to ice fish. It's incredible to sit in this box, and you're smoking all kinds of dope, and you're waiting for a fucking 36-inch, 40-inch long pipe to hit on your whatever you got down there, minnow, little fish, whatever it is. And you're waiting for that. There's nothing better like that. Unless you get a knock at the door, man. A knock at the door from some chick out there that says, hi, Norm. Just wanted to meet you. I heard you were out here. And then she comes in. Once she comes in, she's in my 10x10 box. What do you think happens, man? You're trapped in a rectangle, and we're talking about being in a box. We're in a box, and I'm going to eventually be in your box, because that's what it is. That's all life is. It's all about fucking, man. Told you once. I worked as a journalist at a newspaper, and it was the best-looking woman you ever saw in a room that they used did proofreading. And I went out with her once, and then I called her again. And I went out with her. She said yes. And she said, all you want to do is have sex with me. And I thought about that, and you have to think about that. And I said to myself, how can I pull out of that where I don't look like a bizarre weirdo or somebody strange that should be locked up in a jail cell? And I said, well, that's what men and women do. Cindy, that's all they do. They have intercourse. They make love. They go to dates and stuff. I pulled out of that, but I never saw her again. Luckily, never asked her out again either. All you want to do is have sex with me. What else would you fucking do with a woman? You took away the sex. There's nothing there. If you took away the sex, there's nothing there. If you take away the money with regards to a man, there's nothing there for the woman. For the man, it's the sex. For the woman, it's the money you might have. You take those elements away, those factors away, and there's nothing. Poof, she disappears. Poof, he disappears. That's the way it is, man. So she stomps on the shoreline of the lake and gets out. We get out. When we get out, I've never seen anyone do this. Maybe it's standard procedure. I'm not sure. I see her unsnap the leather overhang, the leather strap that's on her gun. I've never seen anyone do that. You know, I don't know why she did that. If I was going to do something, if something could happen, I don't really know why it was, but I just saw her do that. Now we go out into the ice and it's getting super thin. When we walk on the ice, there's 3 inches of water on the ice. When we get to where my shanty was, it's now sunk into the fucking bottom of the lake. Honest to God. Now, it sinks quick because of all the shit I have in it. And I even put a floor in it. Now, I put a floor in it because with that floor, I drilled, I used a jigsaw, and I cut a hole into the floor to make it even classier, and you could put a carpet in there. It sunk to the bottom. And she says, yeah, well, your shanty did sink to the bottom, and you have to remedy that. And you get 14 days to pull it out of the bottom and reset it, re-put it up. When she says reset, she means so you can go ice fishing for this season. Reset it, put it up. But there's a lot of water on the ice. But she said, that's not the real issue. And I said, what's the real issue, officer, with regards to it? She said, well, that's not the issue. The issue is that you've got this torso in there, this sexual torso. Now, it's a realistic torso that I have. She said, like a sex item you have. And what she's talking about is a realistic torso that I've had for years. It's got a soft vagina, tight back door, big fucking breasts. And she said, that's the part that's bothering people. And it floats. Now, here's what I'm talking about, the realistic torso. If you were to take your slut, your concubine, the chick that's draining you fucking dry and controls your every fucking move until you eventually don't even know that you're doing everything she says. And that's going to happen. It just when all your friends will disappear because the person they knew is gone and it's been replaced by the person she reinserted into you. The person that she reprogrammed that is now you. That's what happens to every dude. She says that the torso, now the torso looks just like a woman's torso. If you had the best looking chick you can imagine, and you cut her off of the fucking knees, and then you cut her off of the neck, and you just had her torso. See, they cut the head off on the torso, and they don't have the legs on it, because who wants legs on a bitch? That means she's going to be, her boots are going to go, are going to start walking. They're going to leave you and go with somebody else. Toby, with a bigger dick than you, living down the street in some shack, but he's got a big dick. And the head's not there. Nobody wants the head on a woman because you know it's going to give you trouble. You know it's going to try to get you involved in something, control you somehow. Like when a chick takes a woman, a man out to the woods and she's out there and she's hypnotizing him. His friends are gone and she's telling him what she's going to do. They're in the early stages of dating. It's the same thing like that. Or when a chick is in a fucking room and she's got all kinds of candles on. Well, that's hypnosis. That's designed to induce a state of hypnosis in you that everything she says, you will do. That's why they burn candles when you're fucking them. It's a three-part system. They burn candles to cut the stench of pussy, and they burn candles because it sets the mood, sets the trance-like mood to put you in a hypnotic state that makes you think she is the one, and that's what happens. So she says, that's a torso floating in there, and I assume it's not a real torso. I said, no, it's not a real torso, officer. It's a kind of a designed woman's torso made out of fucking rubber, and it's got a realistic asshole. And I said that to her. It has a realistic asshole, a realistic pussy. The pussy goes down to 12 or 14 inches. It's got a realistic asshole. You can see it if I was to flip it over. And I said, all that is a sex toy. I don't like to say toy. They like to say toy with regards to that shit. What they're really spreading is horrible fucking corruption, destroying the fabric of your mind. It's not a toy in any way. You're screwed up probably if you're fucking a sex torso like I am. I mean, it's a torso with a lifelike deep pussy, and it's got a lifelike deep asshole, and it's got these big jugs. She said, well, that part's got to come out. Now, she said, we've had complaints, and we had other people here examining it with a stick. I said, a stick? Examining it with a stick, my torso? My realistic torso with a stick? I said, you understand what that is? It's 98% fucking, they call it fine rubber. Fine 98% rubber means it's been filtered, and refiltered to come up with this extremely skin-like, feminine, touch-like body, and it's like a piece of art. And I said, no, officer, that's a torso. And I had it in the shanty when the shanty was above the water before this big meltdown. I had it in there. It's a torso, soft vagina, tight back door, big breast, the back door is the asshole. You want it tight because the pussy, by the time you get to her, is so fucking stretched out. Now you got to go to stage two. You got to go to door two because door one has been fucking banged out, has been fucking busted down by whatever narcotics agents, by years of fucking big dicks. It's been broke down. It's like an abandoned building, the front door. You got to go to the back door. You know that yourself. She said they poked it with a stick to see if it was real. She said when they saw the end of the legs that are cut off below the knees, she said we saw there was no bones and anything like that. I said they poked it with a stick. They could have damaged it. They could have damaged my torso, my realistic torso. They could have damaged it, and I wouldn't have wanted that. You shouldn't have poked it with a stick. You knew who I was. You should have called it in straight away and called and told me on the phone that they were getting ready to poke it with a stick. I don't want fucking stick holes in the side of my realistic torso at all with a big fucking breast and a giant tight back door. I don't want that. So she said it is definitely a sex item. I said, yeah. I sit in there, and I smoke weed, and I fish. And I said, what I do in there is kind of my business. She said, you're in there with a torso? I said, yeah. And she said, there's family around you ice fishing also? I said, yeah, but they don't come in. They're not in here when I'm riding a sex, my fucking realistic torso with a 99% fucking refiltered, triple-filtered, quadruple-filtered rubber that's made it to feel like a lifelike thing. I said, no, they don't know that's going on in here. I'm usually playing music and stuff. I said, make no mistake, ma'am. I'm in here with a lot of women. All I'm doing is keeping myself in tune, right? I'm keeping myself in tune. You have to occasionally hit the gas pedal in a car to burn off all the carbon deposits, especially in high-performance cars. You got to ride them higher and faster, or they'll turn to shit. And that's the same thing with your correspondent. I got to keep my dick up to fucking date. I got to keep my dick revving. I got to keep it ready for the bitch that I'm going to conquer, that I'm going to crack open. I got to keep it ready at all times, and that's what I do. It's the same thing with masturbation. I said I keep my bag. I told her straight out, if you're honest about that stuff, they understand it. Because why? Because she's been taking dick since she was 14 years old. And 15 minutes prior to coming to my house, she was playing with herself in the squad car, the RV they do gay borns use. And if I was the smaller fingers, I'd smell pussy. So everything I'm saying is 100% true and she can relate to it. And that's why I do it. She said, so that's what that's for. I said, yeah. I said, if you want, I can fish it out. She said, no, it looks thin there. Don't do that. She said, we can't really do that. She said, in my car, in the RV, I have a grappling hook and we can grapple it. I can throw the grappling hook over it and you can pull it out, or I can pull it out. She said, I prefer you to pull it out. I said, throw the grappling hook over my realistic torso. I said, no way. I'm not going to throw a grappling hook over my realistic torso. I said, I see that nothing I had is survived. I had a nitrous oxide tank in there, a 50-pound tank. And that shit you can inhale as you're fucking and stuff. You get high. And it's a lot of fun. That's gone. My fucking stash of weed is gone. I had a goddamn king cock double penetrator dildo. That's gone. I don't know where it went. You would think it would float. That's gone. So I lost a lot of shit here. And now she wants to fucking throw a grappling hook over my goddamn realistic torso. I just didn't want that. And I had no choice. I figured this. I lost my king cock double penetrator dildo. That's like a dildo that's connected. Two dildos are connected. The big dildo goes in the cunt and the little dildo goes in the asshole, and they call it a king cock double penetrator. And I use it on women when they come into my shanty. Because why? Because sex isn't a fucking casual sport. Sex isn't supposed to be like you're in a knitting class or something like that. Sex is supposed to be hard, man. Hard, powerful, bone jarring. 172 bones or 213 bones in a woman's body. You want those bones to hit each other like a fucking, like one of the wind chimes. You want to make them move. You want to move her. You want to be in your deathbed or somewhere when you're dying and say, man, I really fucking fucked the shit out of her. She walked bull-legged for 6 months or a year, never saw me again. That was some kind of fuck, man. You're patting yourself on the back saying, yeah, man. Boy, you were some once, man. So in the end, I had to use the grappling hook to pull my realistic torso out of the fucking water, and the grappling hook did damage my realistic torso. Now, I have to tell you, I haven't just used it on me. And I would loan it to you if I thought you were reliable. I haven't just used it on me. When chicks come in there, I often use the king cock double penetrator dildo on them, and I often use that. Now, there's a spot you can have on the torso, and there's another strap you can put on a king cock double penetrator dildo, and I've seen women fuck out my realistic torso. That's really something. It's like she's twisted, mentally corrupt, but she's still hot and sexy as she fucks some other woman who's missing her goddamn head and her legs. Just in her arms, too, by the way. There's no fucking arms. And it's super, super will turn you on. I've done all kinds of stuff. And that's what a hole is for. You found a giant hole out in the woods. Wouldn't you examine it? Wouldn't you explore it? Wouldn't you drop fucking cameras in there and all kinds of other stuff? You drop cameras, you drop rocks in it. You need to know what's in the hole. That's what holes do. They want you to know what's in there. Come and find me. Here's a hole. What's in there? That's what you do to a woman's pussy, man. So I had to use the grappling hook out of the SUV. Now, she was pretty playful about it. And at some point, I saw her put the snap back on her gun belt, this little gun. I don't know what they carry her. Nothing like I have. I got fucking weaponry at my house. It's nuts. Honest to God. And it's nothing like I had. She resnapped the thing once she saw that I was a nuts or something like that. So I understood then why she put the snap on, undid the snap as we were walking out to the water, the 2 inches of water, 3 inches of water floating in the ice. She didn't know what kind of fucking kook I was. As a unibomber, living in the fucking shanty. She just didn't know. She never saw this torso. And I imagine in some women's minds, they think, is that all he thinks of women? They don't have arms. They don't have any fucking leg from the knee down. They don't have a goddamn cranial vault. All they are to him or this person is chits in a shithole and a big goddamn cunt. Is that all they are? I better unsnap my gun. He must not respect me very much. It's nothing about that. It's utilizing what's in front of you. It's mastering what's in front of you. You found a 1960s Heathkit fucking H30 2-meter radio. You want to get it working. You want to get it functioning. You want to talk on it. You want to see the glow of the tubes. You want to feel the levers snap into place and the spring action of the transmit lever. You want to see lights come on. You want to hear it pop and open up and someone on the other end say, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Bravo India, I got you. Come on back. You want to hear that? That's my call sign. You want to hear all that shit with regards to ham radio. It's the same thing with a bitch. You want to run it operate it, understand it, get it functioning correctly, tune it up, and then you set it free for other people to enjoy after the training session you've given her. So, and the grappling hook kind of did some damage, and it kept the grappling hook around it. It had sharp hooks on it. It wrapped around it. It kind of made me feel bad for the fucking realistic torso. She was a king once in my life. She had meaning in my life. She had a purpose. She had a place in my life. And now she's floating in ice cold water with a fucking hooks in her. She's been abandoned, man. She moved on. Time moved on or something like that. I'm not going to repatch the holes. It'll look stupid. Look like I'm fucking somebody dead now. Somebody dead and abused. I don't want anything like that. But it was a fun time. Wish I could get my nitrous oxide tank out. Now here's what my plan is, fuckstick. It's going to get cold again. I'm going to get my friend that's got an International Harvester tractor. She's a female. We've played around on and off. She got changed in the tractor, and we're going to pull this thing out of the water, just like the warden told me I have to do. And then when it starts to get cold again, and it will, I'm putting her right back up. I'm coming right back up. I'm going to rise it. It's going to rise from the depths of the bottom like fucking Atlantis or something like that. It's going to become the powerhouse, the beacon that it is on the ice when Norm Augustinus is in it. And I'm going to start fucking and sucking inside it. When I say sucking, I'm talking about her pussy. Fucking and sucking her tits and sucking the milk out of her tits. I fucked women that have kids and their tits were filled with milk and I've sucked on them while I'm fucking them. It's so damn gratifying, motherfucker.
Give me a couple seconds.
This is how it was with the warden. And I'm going to tell you something. The warden's going to come back. Why? I mean, look at me. Look at me and look at the gun in my fucking pants. Look at me. She's coming back. She's interested. She was turned on. I saw the signs, the nuances, the movements. I saw them. And there's going to be another knock at the door, only it's not going to be the authoritative knock from the game warden, the Michigan game warden. It's going to be a light, horny, dick-wanting knock. A horny dick knock on the door. Who is it? It's Warden. I can't tell your last name. Let's just make it up. It's Warden Shirley, Mr. Augustinus.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder. Eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower. 100-150 feet tall. Brown bricks. Tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution.
It's been inside your body, sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus at gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Doris, how are you? I hope you are well. Doris, I want to tell you a story. The other day I was walking to the bus. When I got to the bench where you're supposed to sit while waiting for the bus to arrive, I stumbled across the body of a roasted duck. I knew right away what I was looking at. It was a partially eaten, discarded, baked holiday duck once featured on somebody's dining room table. It made me sad to see the body of the duck lying there, outdoors and unwanted. Used up, really. When I slid the body of the roasted duck towards me, I could see there was something inside the bony, meaty shell of the duck. Doris, stuffed inside the unwanted holiday duck was a pair of heavily soiled women's panties. Also inside the duck was a 6-ounce plastic squirt bottle of vaginal shrinking cream. There was also a 12-ounce spray can of breast reddener. Breast reddener is used to increase the blood flow to a woman's tits. When sprayed on women's jugs, the tits turn a deep red color, and that's because it causes increased blood flow to the woman's drums. Hot flowing blood gushing into a woman's meaty, sweaty cans will turn a woman on every time. Doris, the panty was really torn up. There were huge, thick cum stains embedded in the fabric of the panty. There was also a 2.5-inch hole blown into the ass end of the panty. Without a doubt, this hole was created by a huge, rock-hard cock. FYI, the panty reeked of pussy real bad. I believe I know how the mostly eaten baked duck ended up lying near the bus stop bench. Let me explain. Doris, I have deduced that a man and a woman were at a holiday party. The host of the party gave the roast duck to the man and the woman when they left the gathering. While the man and the woman were waiting for the bus, they laid down and they fucked each other atop the bus stop bench. They probably nibbled on the roast duck to fuel their passion as they fucked. The man sprayed the woman's tits with breast reddener, and he squirted vaginal shrinking cream into her fuckhole because he wanted to ball a tight pussy just like when he was a 17-year-old kid. The woman was wearing the panty. She didn't remove them, so the man hammered his cock through the fabric of the panty, and he blew his load into her snatch and brown eye while he was squeezing her blood-engorged melons. Women like that. Doris, I'll refer to the panty as cum panty. When the man and the woman were done fucking, they cleaned up one another's cum-covered genitals using her cum panty as a cum rag. When the bus was nearly to the bus stop bench, the man and the woman tossed the rotting roasted duck. They placed the cum panty, the squirt bottle of vaginal shrinking cream, and the spray bottle of jug reddener inside the body of the duck, and they boarded the bus. The man and the woman were smiling, and they were glowing as they boarded the bus. Both of them had just come again and again, for Christ's sake. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. I always look forward to your letters.
Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the snowball fight contest just off Main and Cedar Street. The contest was sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. The first person to fire a snowball into the person wearing the vest with a big red circle would win $50 and a small trophy. When I threw a snowball, it slammed into your big-titted little sister's tight cunt, and it turned her on. When she saw it was me who threw the snowball into her wet gash, your big-titted little sister went into the heated trailer that was provided for the contestants, and she pulled off her shirt, brassiere, pants, and panties, and she lay down on the floor inside the trailer. When I came into the trailer, your big-titted little sister was aiming her pussy and stink star directly at me. So I ate out your big-titted little sister's hungry, throbbing cunt, and I performed a rim job on her undulating, tight dirt hole. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister's dirt hole, a woman came into the trailer, and she said,
I saw you enter this trailer. I know what's going on. I could smell pussy as I got closer to the trailer. And now that I'm inside the trailer, I can confidently say that I know there is eating out and rimming going on. I've been out there watching the snowball fight. Every snowball that was thrown reminded me of a man's balls. When I thought of balls, I thought of cum. When I thought of cum, I imagined my cunt canal filled to the brim with warm jism. You're not in danger. I just want to get rimmed and eaten out, just like your flat-chested American whore. So here's the deal. Rim me and eat me out. I'm hurting for a good yank, and I won't pull the pin on this hand grenade. I've fled London. It's a kill or be killed environment now. The Slims are everywhere. That's short for Muslims. My pussy hungers. When I've come to my satisfaction, I'll buy the both of you a Big Mac and a large fry. Now start eating. Honey, you're on my ass. And mister, you better make my cunt sing.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, please take a look at the large HD store monitor closest to where you are standing in the store. What are you looking at? Honey, that man on the screen is totally bald except for the back of his head. Can you see that? There's quite a bit of hair there, but there's no doubt he's a baldy, all right. Why am I showing you this? Because in a moment, you'll see one of our store associates squirt vaginal shrinking cream onto his forehead. Keep watching. Keep watching. Ooh-wee! That pretty, huge, meloned, full-lipped whore is squirting vaginal shrinking cream onto his forehead. Let's watch now. Watch as the hair located at the back of his head is magically pulled up to his forehead. That's the vaginal shrinking cream shrinking and pulling up his scalp to where the shrinking cream was squirted onto his forehead. He's not bald anymore. All the hair that was at the back of his head is now at the front of his head. He's a man with a lot of hair. What am I doing? What am I trying to show you with this demonstration? If this vaginal shrinking cream can pull the back of his scalp to the front of his scalp, imagine how tight this shit will make your stretched out old pussy! It's all true, and it's an amazing scientific breakthrough! Simply squirt the cream onto your ragged out, ship-worn, smelly pussy and stand back! In 2 minutes, you'll be a virgin again! Guaranteed! When you're tight, it's alright! When you're loose, it's abuse! Come on up to the counter right now and get this revolutionary product, Girl Gas Shrink, right now! Only $49.95 per bottle! Hurry, supplies are limited. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit onto the cigarette machine knobs that are attached to our cigarette machine located in our employee break room. Our cigarette machine is easy to use. Simply insert 16 American quarters into the vending machine, find a cigarette you want to buy, and then pull out the long stainless steel handle. Your pack of cigarettes will be dispensed to the tray below. There are 12 very polished stainless steel handles located on the front of the machine. Each handle represents a particular brand of cigarettes. Pay, pull, and smoke. It's that easy. It's just an employee perk, of course. Mandy was standing in front of the cigarette machine when the leader dog belonging to our blind fourth floor employee, Sarah McNichol, jumped paw first onto the chest of my assistant. When Miss Phelps was pushed back, one of the stainless steel pull handle cigarette selection knobs went into her needy pussy. Mandy's pussy started lubricating, and that lubricant dripped onto her frozen, shut asshole, and it worked like WD-40 on a door hinge. Mandy shit all over the knobs and even onto the cigarette machine dispensing tray. Miss Phelps has irritable bowel syndrome, and she is extremely horny.
I couldn't help it. The dog pushed me back. It wasn't my fault. That vending machine knob going into my cunt wasn't my fault. I was just standing there dreaming about big dicks. I had just emptied the plastic bottle of vaginal cum that drips into a bottle I keep taped to my ankle. My pussy drips day and night. A plastic hose runs from my cunt to the bottle. I'm so horny. I need 15 pounds of beef nestled inside my cunt every day. I can't stop shitting. I shit so much I sell my shit to a fertilizer company. Stop laughing at me. I'll kill every one of you sons of bitches.
Attention, maintenance department, please head over to the employee break room. Bring mops, buckets, squeegees, spray cleaner, and wintertime in New York, cans of spray, air freshener. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.